Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only six numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these six numbers, 785-833.
So finances are very important, and the importance of finances can be helpful to know at a young age. And that's where Intuit comes into play. Intuit helps you take control of your finances through products from Intuit, like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. Intuit has helped 100 million people live their best financial lives. Visit Intuit.com to start living yours. That's Intuit.com, Intuit.com to start living yours. Let's get into it.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for four lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with four lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
It's time for the Bobby Bones Post Show. Here's your host, Bobby Bones.
Hello and welcome. So, it was 11:40 Central Time and we record this. And we're on Facebook, yay? Yeah. So, we're going to do some post show stuff, but I am also going to apparently shoot some videos for... Scuba Steve, what's this person for? Las Vegas. All right. And what's the situation here?
So our competitor across the street is no more.
Okay. So the competitor's no more. They quit?
They're not flipping
stations.
So the thought is to have these to let people know that we are also a country morning show in the market.
But how will people that only listen to that station see these if they don't even know we exist?
That's a great point. Yes.
I mean, I'll record whatever they want. I'm just wondering... Yes. So I'm going to, let me just do the video and see if I have thoughts after, because I may not even understand what's going on.
Yes. Can I grab something while he's
doing
the video?
Yeah, go ahead. This is what we do. We try to theorize why. Yeah, I mean, listen, if they told me to shoot a video, I'm happy to shoot whatever videos they want. But it's like, hey, everybody that doesn't listen to us, you won't be here because you don't listen to us, but we're here. All right, I could be totally wrong about what we're doing. All right, here we go. Good, Eddie? Hey, Las Vegas, it is Bobby Bones from 95.5 The Bull. We want to be your morning show. Just a bunch of friends having a good time, bringing you the biggest stars in country music. We'd love for you to listen weekday mornings on 95.5 The Bull. We will be right here. I would maybe if they're paying for Instagram ads and it pops up and... Yeah, why not? Hey, it's Bobby Bones from 95.5 The Bull. I'm here to show love to Las Vegas and Henderson. If you already listened to the show, appreciate that. We've been here for years. We ain't going anywhere as far as I know. Why, what do you know? Well, listen, if you're looking for a new show, we want to be there for you. Give us a shot. We've been friends forever. Like, we didn't really do radio at all. And now we just hang out, and we hang out with the biggest stars in country music. So start your day with the Bobby Bones Show, weekday mornings on 95.5 The Bull, Las Vegas' new country leader.
That's a wrap.
Okay, like anyone ever says that?
Cut.
Yeah, ask them. If they're paying for Instagram ads in other Vegas, that makes sense.
Yeah, because to your point, like, how would they see it?
Yeah, if we're just putting it on the station's feed.
Oh, God, someone sees it.
Yeah, it's like, no, we'll let everybody know that doesn't listen that you're here. Yeah. Well, they don't listen, so. All right, thank you. Is that it? Just those two?
Just those two, yeah.
Sometimes I get a note in my calendar that says, be camera ready from Scuba Steve, and then I show up and it's two promo videos. I got all pretty, did my hair this morning. Did two Instagram videos.
That's all pretty?
Well, I wear, you see me other times. Well, the issue is I will wear Arkansas stuff, and which I do most days, which we probably shouldn't put the helmet in it if we're doing other city videos.
Oh, well, that's – I just figured the helmet's there always.
Well, I don't wear Arkansas stuff for like if we're in other cities doing promos. So just as a note, if we're in other cities specific only to them, we can pull the helmet for that.
Man, it's a lot to remember, dude. I just remembered the water bottle. You saw that, which has been in –
It's not just remember it.
The water bottle makes a cameo in every
– Your job is to shoot those and make sure that it looks
– I know.
Maybe we should redo it.
No, we're good. You didn't pull this can.
Well, the can's not as obvious as the water bottle.
All right. Amy went to the bathroom.
Mm-hmm. No, she didn't say she just left.
You know what's weird? Did she go home?
No.
No, she didn't leave.
You know what's weird? I've kind of found this out about me in the past couple of months. Because what I do... Is that a gift?
No, it's a computer.
Oh.
Not mine.
What I do is I come in here in the morning before the show and I read pages and pages of commercials and station liners that they put on local stations. And Scuba will come back in halfway through and give me a piece of paper. I was like, hey, read this again. Either you said it wrong, you pronounced it wrong, you didn't say this line. But what I've realized, because the turnover so fast and Scuba's good at what he does as well, my whole life I've been a super fast reader, like lightning fast. But I now know how I was such a fast reader, and I only know it because I mess up on stuff when I say it. I don't read the whole word. I read the first three letters and move to the next one.
Yeah.
And most times, 99% of the time, those first three letters, I'm predicting the words and I'm moving to the next and I'm taking it all in. But there are times where I'll read something and I'll be like, yep, that's the county fair. And Scuba's like, no, that's the country line fair. And all I read was C-O-U-N and I moved to the next word.
That's interesting.
And I always used to wonder, like, how can people not read as fast as me? But just as a kid, because I was a great reader, fast. I'd be the annoying kid that was like, done. You know, SATs, well, I didn't take those, but ACTs, crush, could read through and do all fast. But that's why I just now realized that I don't read the entire word. I read the first part and then just...
You must normally get it right.
I think I do. I think it's probably upper 90 percentile, but there are times where I don't. And I'll be so shocked when Scuba brings in a... He's like, hey, cut this, get this pickup. And I'm like, I nailed that commercial. And he's like, no. You said water. Well, what was the word? Wideticity. Crap. I guess I didn't read the
whole
thing.
Way off.
Yeah. So,
but does that affect how you read a book, though? Like, where you don't read the whole page and you're like,
No, I read the whole page, but don't read every. I don't think you heard all I just said. Here we go again. Oh, my
God.
Is this
like
every post show?
I did hear it.
90% of it right.
96.
It's not, yeah, probably.
And I read the whole page and I read every word.
Right.
I don't read the first third of the page and then be like, I just guessed the rest of the page. Is that what you think I do?
No, that's not what I thought. It's just if you're missing words.
I watch the first half of a movie and just speculate the rest.
No.
Hey, man, is that what you do with movies?
Because I'll read a whole page and not remember what I read.
That's different. That's comprehension.
Oh.
That's you.
Not only can Bobby read fast and guess the word, but
he comprehends it. Too?
It's just
I have pretty good comprehension.
Yeah.
Dang, that's good.
Yeah, obviously.
No, not obviously.
It is.
I have pretty good, but I'm saying my problem
is actually a compliment. Why are you getting defensive?
Well, I'm not being offensive.
I'm not that smart.
No, I don't want to be painted as somebody who's just naturally all things easy. Because some things come easier to me and some things don't. But I literally feel my comprehension's pretty good. But I'm also really good at focusing, and I can read fast, and I can focus. My comprehension is pretty good.
Comprehending something is understanding it?
Yep. Like I just took it all in, and I understand it, and I'm moving on to the next thing.
That's hard for me.
Yeah, that is a struggle with folks.
I'll read a whole page of a book and then be like, gosh, I don't know what I just read. I got to go back and read it.
That'll happen. He read the book about the guy that went to trial, Mercy Me.
Mercy Me. I've read Green Lights by Matthew McConaughey. I've read The Perfect Storm, which is a good
one. We all know the books Eddie's read because
there aren't very many.
It's a good job, Eddie. You did it.
I don't think what happens to you, Eddie, is abnormal.
No,
I think
what happens to me?
It happens to Amy.
You're in good company,
buddy. And she gets scammed all the time.
Yeah.
So,
awesome.
I think, too, for me, I will at times read something and not remember. But our brain is going somewhere else. Like, if I'll be reading, I was reading last night. And I was reading this page. And at the same time, I was writing a whole joke for my shows. Like, I was coming up with a story. And I was thinking, man, I could put this funny beat here. And I finished the whole page. And I was like, oh, I don't remember that. But I had a whole joke in my head.
Wow.
So I went over. And it was like 10:30. I got my laptop out, and I'm, and Kayla's like, what's happening? Why are you? And I'm like, I got it right now. I have to work because I have it in my mind. Like, I have this idea, this joke one, right? And then I shut my computer, and I was like, oh, I don't remember that page. So, to your point, I didn't comprehend it because I was doing something else.
Got it.
But
that's like driving and not knowing how you got there kind of thing.
Yeah, but I feel like your brain.
No, that's not the same thing.
Your brain. I feel like you're like, okay, I'm pretty good at comprehension, but it's stored in there because sometimes you just, like, weeks later might bust it out. Like, and you're like, I don't even know how I did that or where it came from. And it's because you comprehended it and stored it subconsciously.
I just read sometimes and I'm like, oh, I don't remember that because I'd moved on to something else. Now, driving is your subconscious and working more than you are reading something you don't remember because you are reading it. But then you get distracted by something else. When you're driving, you've just done it so many times. You don't have to focus on doing it. You're just there.
That's crazy.
That's crazy, too.
So scary. Like, I can't believe I just made it home. Like, I don't remember how I got here.
Yeah, like, how in the world did I get naked with a cow? You guys ever do that?
No, not that one.
No, you don't? No.
Just horses.
Okay.
What? Oh, gosh.
Hey, speaking of horses, I'll mention this about tomorrow. Allie Colleen, who was on the show a couple weeks ago, big horse lover, Garth Brooks' daughter. She came and did our show, and I'm very sensitive to that she doesn't want to just be Garth Brooks' daughter. She's obviously Garth Brooks' daughter. She's proud of that. But she doesn't want, hey, it's Garth Brooks' daughter. Hey, Garth Brooks' daughter, what do you think about Garth Brooks? I completely get it. I have other friends who have, there's really nobody as famous as Garth, but like Hillary Scott from Lady A.
Oh, yeah.
Her mom, famous singer. Love her mom, Linda, by the way.
Linda Davis.
But there's a lot of brothers and sisters or moms, and I'm always sensitive to make sure I focus on the artist that's here, and if it's relevant, I'm able to bring that up. Now, Allie came and did a Bobby cast, and in those, it's very, let's talk about your origin story. And so we started the whole Bobby cast, which will be up tomorrow, and I was like, hey, I respect it fully, but also want to treat you like I treat everybody else. And I talked to people about the parents on this thing and how they're, and she was like, great. And so there was a good amount of that. Really interesting because she definitely has a perspective as a songwriter that's different than most. She has seen a lot of things differently than we have. But she's also lived at times a very normal life like we have too. The, you know, kind of juxtaposition of being a normal person and also being somebody who's the kid of the most famous, one of the most famous artists of all time. Weird. They're right beside each other.
Yeah.
Her doing both. And just the good things and the struggles. And I'll mention one of the struggles she talked about, and I'll be brief because I want you to listen to it tomorrow because I want you to learn about her as an artist. And if it takes this story to get you there, awesome. But she talks about how when she was a kid, she didn't have many friends because everybody just wanted to hang out with her because she was Garth's daughter, not because she was Allie. Hmm. And that after she kind of realized that and she had seen it or heard, you know, stuff she shouldn't hear, she was like, nobody wants to hang out with me for me. It's always, they just want to hang out with her to be with Garth's daughter or get closer to Garth. And so she's kind of developed a love for animals. Mm. And it's just a different look at that life because me, I go, dang, you're Gwyneth Paltrow's son. You must be rich, living the high life. Everything's awesome. It doesn't really matter what and who and when. Like human beings have human being feelings and situations, and just because they come from a place that you feel like is fancy free and footloose, it ain't. And she had real life struggles. She also had a lot of advantages, but it's a really cool story. I think you're gonna like her in that environment a lot because we had an hour to really sit down. It's tomorrow. Allie Colleen, she's great as a person. And you know, we also had the weird dynamic of weird in a good way and weird in a not so good way of I know her. Ray and Bay are very, very close with her. My wife has been over there and rode horse. You know, so we have a relationship, and I really try to not let that affect this. I have friends that I don't even bring up on the show sometimes. Like, yeah, I got a new project. Don't go through me. Go through Scuba. If we're super close, that's easy. If we're medium close in real life, that's always a little itchy. And I'm like, I don't want to bring you in just because we're friends, so let's make sure you got something going. So sometimes I'll hold people back longer if they're a friend. Unless it's, like, if it's Jake, he can come in, whatever, anytime. I got a couple friends that are just like, come in whenever you want. You don't have to tell them you're coming up. You can just drive up here.
They got the VIP pass.
Yeah, it's just like, because I know that even they can come in, it's just going to be entertaining because I know them well enough. like Jordan Davis, an example of somebody that I do hang out with outside of the show. We hung out a couple weeks ago, played golf together. And so, you know, he was in, and it's easy to do it with those folks because I just know what buttons I can push. It's also a little difficult at times when you know stuff, not about Jordan, and you're like, oh, I shouldn't go there because, you know, that could be a little touchy. Yeah. But you'll like the thing with Allie. It's really good. It comes out tomorrow. And check out the Bobbycast. Search for it. Hey, do we need to do a Jordan tease, Ray, for his interview? Jordan was just up here. We did an interview for Tuesday.
The part two tease.
Let's do it here. I don't care. I mean, we even talked with Jordan on tomorrow's early thing. We're like, hey, we recorded an interview. Listen, and if you listen to this post show, you know we record 85% of our interviews if they're in person, because I don't want to make anybody come up here and perform or sing at 5:30 in the morning because that ain't good for their voice. So we'll just lie to the people who listen live. Right?
But tell them here.
Well, yeah. People that listen to this part are far more advanced in technology and knowing how this crap works. And I would rather do a good interview than have to do a live one where they're half asleep and it ain't that good. So I got no problem with that. And on this, even on the podcast part of the show, we should put up the whole interview and not the edited one that goes on the radio.
Yeah.
So what did we talk about in that that second segment?
Prestigious award.
What is it? This award?
Yeah.
Touring with Brooks and Dunn.
The huge act he's opening for.
Okay. Okay, that's good enough. How do we end that? Don't we talk about
environmental science?
The job. Is that job part in the second one?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll do those three. Go ahead.
All right, regular rejoin or his?
Can we save it? Can we record this and save it?
Yeah.
Is it going to be good? Yeah, just do regular.
All right.
The Bobby Bones Show.
All right, coming back with Jordan Davis. You know, he had a real-life smart guy job before he got into music. We'll talk about that. He's also out, and even though he has four number ones, he's out opening for a massive country music act, and I would just be nervous that people would be like, you suck, get off stage. And I say that because I was nervous when Eddie and I performed in front of Garth, and they were like, you suck, get off stage. Yeah. So I know what that feels like. He just got a big award, too. So we're back in a second with Jordan Davis here on The Bobby Bones Show. Can you save that, though, while we're still recording this?
Yeah, it's good.
Okay, all right. Okay, we did that. After this post show, that's it, right, Mike? We're completely caught up? All right. I'm wearing all black today. Now, here's the reason.
Why Man in Black?
Well, no. Huh?
Man in Black. Johnny Cash.
Oh, the Man in Black. I was thinking Men in Black.
I'm wearing all black because I can't match in the dark. I can't match in the light because I'm really colorblind, but also can't really match in the dark. And if my wife is asleep, I will go into the closet and keep every light off, including my phone, just to make sure she doesn't wake up. And then I'll grab easy clothes. These are easy clothes, all black. So yesterday I had to go pick up some stuff, and I had some brown pants and a dark green shirt. And she's like, hey, what color are you wearing there? And I was like, it's all brown. It's like, no, that's green.
Oh.
So I'm so colorblind that if I don't have help, and so if I'm an all black, that's the easy pile.
You should start laying your clothes out the day before.
Yeah, I should.
The night before.
Yeah, I should also meal prep. And I should. There's a lot of shoulds. I should go to sleep without a podcast on or a TV on.
Well,
I should probably not eat much sugar. Let's keep going here.
No,
I should probably get a haircut.
I was just thinking that's a way for Caitlin to be awake and approve. Like, okay, here, honey, I laid out your
clothes raining this
for
morning.
School tomorrow.
It was raining. You know, Scuba sent me an email that said, get camera ready.
Mm-hmm.
And then I cut a 9-second promo. I'm like, why did I be camera ready for this crap? I have to shave in the morning? Zzz.
Yeah, that must be tough, shaving every day.
I'm like, camera ready? I thought I was doing the Grammys or something.
You're doing 2 30-second promos for Vegas.
More videos.
Okay, let's see.
Throw a little money.
Let me see if I have anything else I need to get to. You know what we should do? I don't want to do it in this, but I'll just do a little tease here where Lunchbox did a bit. And they're now telling him he cannot use the audio of the bit. So he sent me a segment last night. He goes, hey, I want to do this. Cool. He does it. He said, it's awesome. And then I get a note from Scuba going, well, it ain't awesome anymore because they won't let him use it.
Oh, no.
So it's interesting. But it's good. We're still going to do it under the tent of They told him not to use this audio, but we won't play the audio. We should do reenactments like Unsolved Mysteries.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Right? Would that be funny?
Yeah.
Like you listen to it in your ears.
Yeah,
and you just
yeah.
say it back.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be funny. A stranger went up to Amy at Starbucks. And was it a listener or just a stranger?
Don't know. She didn't clarify, and I wish I could know, because if she was a listener, it would make a lot more sense. But I don't know if she was a listener that kind of knows me on air or if she was just a gift from the Lord.
Well, she said, hey, I need some money because I'm trying to build it.
No, no, stop it.
Amy, you did
again.
Not.
No, she didn't.
It's like
I typed up immediately what, like, okay. after she walked away.
I'm just saying, you get scammed a lot.
But this wasn't a scam.
I know. Go ahead. Tell them what happened.
She just came up to me and said, this is my paraphrased version of what happened. I'm sorry to bother you. I just feel like this keeps coming to mind as we stand in line, and I can't not say something. You need to stop worrying about what people think of you. It's holding you back. And then she said again, I'm sorry to bother you. And then she said, I hope this makes sense to you. And she walked away.
Wow.
And then Amy looked, because she walked back behind her, and Amy looked around. There was nobody there.
Stop it.
No, that part I made up. But that's weird that she wouldn't say, hey, I listened to the show.
No, and then but I was so caught off guard and we were in line that I wasn't. And then I don't want to ever assume. I mean, that's what I'm like, wait, do you listen to the Bobby Bone Show? And then she's like, what? Who are you? I have no idea what you're talking about. So I would never ask that anyway. But then I thought, well, if maybe she's picked up on some insecurities on the air or something and she felt like she needed to say that, or she was just standing in line and felt the need to tell me that.
I don't think she's a fan.
What if she sensed it?
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. Just sensed it. Like saw body language.
No, she's a listener.
Really?
Or do you
go up to Amy? You don't go up to Amy, some random one, be like, hey, I know you don't love yourself right now, but you should.
Well, that's how weird that is, though.
Yeah, she's just a cuckoo lady that tells people this, and I would tell her.
Oh, you think it's just a random cuckoo?
Yeah, I just think it's some cuckoo lady thinking, oh, I'm going to spread the word, and like, you need to believe in yourself. Get out of here, stupid woman.
Oh, stupid woman.
Wow. Well, I don't
know. How annoying would that be if I'm waiting in line and some woman starts sprouting off about,
but it wasn't annoying.
I think she's a listener, if I'm guessing.
But I will say, if I was next to Lunchbox for like 5 minutes in line and just,
you need to shower.
Acknowledge.
You need to shower.
Yes. And just observed him, I'd be like, hey, man, you don't have to be so mad at things. It's all right.
Or you'd be like, hey, man, it's okay to use a little soap and water.
Right?
Hey, don't hate cleanliness.
Yeah. I hope this makes sense to you.
Yeah. Obviously it does.
And that's just 5 minutes of just looking at the dude.
Okay, well, I don't know. I guess I was in line, like, worried about what people think of me.
Did you have a mirror looking at yourself the whole time?
And were you sad?
Were you asking people, hey, what do you think of me?
Were you looking in a mirror going, I'm so sad. I wish I liked myself more.
No.
You just were teeing it up.
Nope.
Ray Liotta died.
He did?
Yeah, and you know what? I would have had trouble knowing who that was, but now that I see
awesome.
Him. Now that I see
Great
him,
actor.
I know who it is. You like mobster stuff?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't.
Love it.
Yeah.
Dude, he was Shoeless Joe Jackson in Field of Dreams.
Ding, ding, ding.
You don't have to convince me. I just wouldn't
just
have known right then.
Playing that in my
Goodfellas,
head.
Goodfellas, I mean, ooh.
Yeah, never seen it. Oh. Ray Liotta, the actor known for groundbreaking roles such as Goodfellas, Field of Dreams, died in his sleep while filming a movie in the Dominican Republic.
Wow.
That's so terrible.
Yeah, that's probably the way to go, though, huh?
In your sleep, absolutely. Yeah. Better than hurting.
You think?
Yeah, I don't want to hurt.
Yeah, unless I can hurt and then beat it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Like what?
Well, like I would stub my toe. I don't want to die immediately. I want to feel the pain. I want to fight back from it.
And then survive.
Fight, grind, repeat, baby. And then I want to feel good the next day.
I do not want to hurt. I bit my tongue this morning, and that was
Ooh, I've done that.
Bad enough.
Oh, biting your cheek is so terrible, too.
I did that 2 days ago.
Oh, that hurts so bad. And
then that sucks.
Every meal
like
afterwards.
Like, oh, God.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or when you get a ulcer on your lip or some sort of cut, and it sticks out a little more than normal, because it's weird how close we are to biting our lips all the time, and any little thing makes it different. So you get a little knot on your lip, and you're like,
"Gah!" Yep. And then you do it again, like a minute later.
Oh,
and then you can't
again.
Stop licking it. And the next thing you know, you're naked with a cow.
Oh my gosh! Again.
Why is that?
I don't know.
What's up with you and the cow?
This is where you go. It's a horse.
I had too much to drink, and next thing you know, okay. I think we're done.
A little money in the plate at church.
Let me do this story, and then we'll be done. Try these gas-saving tips before you hit the road this Memorial Day weekend. Fuel up midweek. Beat the crowd. Save by filling up sooner rather than later. Gas costs will climb. You're better off getting gas now anyway ahead of the rush.
Okay, so got to go today.
Sure.
Get a tune-up. But if you're saving money on gas and you're paying...
It's too late for the tune-up. You're not going to get a tune-up before the weekend.
I don't know. I don't even know what tune-up means.
I mean, I know an oil change. I know the specific thing. I don't get your tires rotated.
Tune-up.
I don't know what a tune-up
is. I don't know what that is.
Maybe.
Is that generic? Like, get in shape. But what does that mean?
Maybe just go.
Get healthy.
Change out some spark plugs, you know, some belts. That's what
I think they
do.
Just check it out. It's like a checkup at the doctor.
Track gas prices. Pay with cash. Sign up for loyalty programs. That's how you get on email lists.
Dude, but some of those are like 30 cents off. Mm.
Stay closer to home. Okay, that's one. Okay. Quit spending money.
Don't drive so far.
Yeah. Lunchbox, someone asked this morning on the phone. I didn't get to it because we were in the middle of a commercial. If you're still riding your bike and how long you plan to do this?
I've not been riding my bike this week. It's been raining every single day. Can't ride in the rain.
Hey.
You got to fight the elements.
Hey, sorry, I'm not a dedicated cyclist. I don't have the proper gear yet to ride in the rain.
What do you need?
I need rain.
Galoshes?
What?
Galoshes?
I don't know what that means.
Yeah, what is that?
Is that like a sausage with a
boots?
The bun?
Yeah, that's what that is.
A galosh? You're thinking, no.
No, that's a kolache.
That's a kolache.
Kolache, that's what I thought that
yeah,
was.
Yeah, a galosh.
Or ganache.
Okay.
Oh ganache
now,
is a pasta.
Now I don't know what's happening. Oh, right? I've lost all ability to know words.
What's baba ganoush?
Ganache.
That's like a hummus. That's like eggplant smush.
What about Tim Nabla?
Who's that?
He's a player.
Oh, yeah.
Nabla.
Yeah. Galoshes are rubber shoes, basically, if I remember.
I have a raincoat you can borrow.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's...
I had a trash bag.
But no, that's I need a biker-friendly one that breathes.
I know it's friendly to bikers.
Okay.
I won't say anything mean to you.
But that's the problem. So this week it's been rain. I haven't been able to ride, and it's been very frustrating.
We put... I put out a few tickets yesterday to my shows coming up on the 17th and 18th of next month. Like fourth row seats. We put out like 10 seats each night because... And they sold out almost immediately. But we're going to do it again, I think, next week because what we have are holds and comps. So, like, if someone does a show, any artist does a show, they'll hold back 20 tickets or so in case the label or somebody else says, hey, we need these tickets. So after a certain point, you put the holds back on. And then the comps are tickets that they're like, hey, the artist gets these comps. It means they're complimentary tickets that you give your people. And if I don't need all mine, which I won't, we'll put them up for sale as well. They'll be good seats. But my point is, if you want to come to these shows, those tickets will probably go up. And I'll let you know on Instagram or Twitter if you want to come. The Saturday show is, I mean, ain't nothing to come to that show. The Friday show, same way, except there are some seats in the very, very top of the balcony. Let me check. And some of them say partial view, but there's no partial. You can see everything. Let's see. Oh, there's really nothing. One pair. Two pair. There's like total three pair of tickets in the whole theater. Go to cmatheater.com if you want to get tickets to the shows. But my point is people are asking for tickets, and we will put some more good ones up probably next week or so, but it's like six a night or like eight a night. So there is that.
I'm bummed because now I'm going – well, I'm not bummed. I'm bummed because I can't go – I won't be able to go to that, but I'm excited because I'm going to go to North Carolina, and I might figure out my ring situation while I'm there. I'm going to see a friend.
So you can give her comps away. You can sell the comps now.
I don't even know if I had comps, but I obviously thought about going, but then now that's like the one weekend I can go to Southern Pines.
Yeah, you should do that. I mean, you get the –
I get you 5 days a week.
You get the show every day. This one's a little different, though, so you don't get this version.
You miss out on that.
Yeah. I do have the show on Pig Latin, so.
Oh, really?
Oh, really?
What if I did that Andy Kaufman style? I like came out and just did the whole show on
Pig Latin. They would hate
every
you.
Part of it. And I never even made a reference to I knew I was doing something different. I came out committed to it. I weigh as a I lay et's lay ude is they.
They'd be like, what?
Yeah. What I said there was I'd be like, hey, let's do this.
Wait, was that real Pig Latin?
Yeah. Yeah, I minored in it. Huh. But I have things I'm talking about like that I've never talked about before. I'm going to do a whole segment, a whole part, because I'm doing this show right now in segments. Meaning this first segment is la-la-la, second segment is la-la-la, I got things in the middle. And I'm doing a whole segment on stories you haven't heard the whole story to. That's not really how it's called. I got it written, nothing like that. But it's like, here's the story, but you haven't actually heard the whole thing for whatever reason. And then there's that stories. There's also some funny stuff in there. But one of them is,
about how I want. I just don't want to ruin it.
How you what?
I don't want to spoil it. But one of them is, I went on a talk show once, and on the fly, they were like, "Hey, can you do this?" And I was like, "Yeah," and I couldn't do it, so I just faked it. It's a whole thing.
Okay.
Stories like that that I've never told. I've never lied about it. I've just never told certain things, like really inside stuff. Also, the time that I thought Reba was inviting me to be a member of the Grand Ole Opry, I never really told that story.
Oh, yeah. That's funny.
She wasn't.
What was she asking you to do?
It's come to the show, Amy.
Amy, you'll be in North Carolina.
Wait, what's weekend at the show?
I'll talk about getting fined $1 million and that real, like the weeds we really haven't been able to discuss there. There's also jokes and stuff, but I got a whole segment like the stories you haven't fully heard yet.
The 17th and 18th.
There's no need to come.
I already am going to go to Southern Pines.
Hey, don't worry about it. Don't cancel your show. Don't cancel your trip.
It's not a show. It's a trip.
Don't cancel your trip.
But
what? But should be good.
I got to know what happened with Reba.
Got 1,000 people each night. We'll probably do some more. We're going to do a residency throughout the summer.
That's 1,000 people?
Mm-hmm.
Not bad.
Thank you. It's pretty much sold out.
Well, pretty good, man. Yeah. Didn't know you could do that.
I didn't know what that theater held or where is the CMA theater.
Yeah. And it's here in town.
I know, that's baller.
I know, I don't want to leave. Okay, we're done. We got to go. Anything else, Amy? You have 4 things up today.
I do, and it's an expert in breath work.
Breath work? Like how you
breathe?
They
just get on and go.
Well,
so you can use it for a couple reasons.
Listen, she does lead us through something, and I was like, well, this sounds awkward.
Oh, really?
But
how mature of you, Amy?
It's very immature of me, but it actually was really good. Like, she's been doing it for, like, 13 years, and she says it's now gaining popularity, like, and it's going to surpass yoga and meditation. And there was a time where we were all like, what the heck is yoga, and what the heck is meditation? And now we're kind of like, what the heck is breath work? But eventually it'll be more mainstream, and it'll be like a quote-unquote what you do as your workout one day. You just may take time to breathe in a very specific way.
Huh. Give us an example.
Like you did that sound bath thing.
Give us an example.
I can't. Okay.
We do a podcast
laugh like
on that?
Oddly?
No, but only in your
what
nose.
Was that?
So like, actually it's like.
That's somebody taking advantage of you and just want to watch you do something stupid.
No, it's not.
Yeah. That's not real
life. You don't do it in public. Yeah. You do it. But, Bobby, you did that sound bath. It's similar to that. There's, like, sound and breathing.
I took
and
a nap. I just fell asleep.
So what is it?
It's called breath work.
Yeah, go.
But that's
Eddie,
one example.
Eddie, let me hear it for a little bit. Go. Hello. I want to hear Eddie do it.
So nose in 2 times?
Only the nose.
Go ahead.
No mouth.
Oh, gotcha. Booger came out.
Don't stop. Bloody urinal, make a bitch outside on the streets. Gonna be the world someday. You got mud on your face. Your big disgrace. Kicking a can all over the place. Singing, we will, we will.
That particular type of breathing is like equivalent to coffee.
Mm-hmm. Eddie passes out.
Dude, I am so dizzy right now.
Eddie has reached nirvana.
Wow.
There's other things that are more relaxing. Like if you have stress and anxiety and like it's been a heavy week.
Mm-hmm. Take it
like,
from the top.
All right.
It might be something.
And then
simple.
You slow down.
I paid my dues. It turns into We Are the Champions.
Because that song does that.
Right.
It goes right into it.
Okay, haters. 4 things with Amy Brown.
I'm dizzy.
Mm-hmm. You should do a song, a podcast, because I know you do a lot of the body stuff, with someone about the digestive system and be mature, but call it Gassing Pass and talk about that.
Oh.
Gassing Pass?
Like passing gas.
Yeah, and you don't have to, but it's called Gassing Pass with Amy, and you bring in people to talk about the stomach and the digestive tract. And
I have an episode on that, but it's not called Gassing
on
Pass.
On farting?
No.
No, Eddie, on Gassing Pass.
That Gassing Pass?
You gotta hear that one. Everything they do sounds like We Will Rock You. Every sound they make from every.
So stupid. Yeah.
I mean, I'm open to a brainstorming session for the podcast.
We just had one.
Yeah,
passing.
This is it.
No, Gassing Pass
gassing
with Amy.
Pass.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I will add it to my list.
Okay.
I have a running chart.
We're done. Thank you all for being a part of the show. We tried to give you some post shows. By the way, a tune-up is the basic, like you said, checkup where they change out or see what is wrong with the car. It's everything from combustion
to the engine for parts, cleaning, fixing, replacing, filters, spark plugs, belts, hoses, fluids, road. It's everything.
Man, I've never done
that. It's going in and getting a physical.
Okay.
That's basically that. So,
cool.
If you want to save money on gas, go and spend $40 on it.
That doesn't make any
well,
sense.
Well, I think it's for your road trip. It's just
I hear it. But they said save money on gas.
Oh, well, I don't know.
All right. My wife's calling. Oh. I got to go. You guys have a good day. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, from Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives of women history has forgotten. We've always been intrigued by stories of disappearances, whether it's a fraudster from the 17th century who kept evading the authorities or a novelist who taunted the Nazis and faked her own death. We all want to know, what happened next? To find out, listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. I've got some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring the one and only Kris Jenner.
Oh my gosh, congratulations. That is very, very exciting.
And that's just the beginning. We'll also be joined by podcast host Jay Shetty, Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, and many more. So come on in, take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Every family has an origin story, one passed down through the generations. Mine happens to be a mystery involving my great-great-grandmother left behind in Sicily. I'm Joe Piazza, and my new podcast will transport you to the gorgeous island of Sicily as I trace my roots back through a whodunit for the ages. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.